From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. 1 week after the deadly tsunami in South Asia, international relief efforts are finally getting underway. But with devastation spread across 12 countries, including numerous islands, aid operations are proving a logistical nightmare. The U.S. aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln has arrived off Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Helicopters are ferrying food and clean water, but some have met such mob scenes on shore they were unable to land. One U.S. commander of a helicopter air wing described overwhelming crowds of survivors trying to flag him down. He also said he'd seen bodies floating 20 miles out to sea. NPR's Adam Davidson is in Banda Aceh, the capital of Aceh province in Indonesia. Adam, first, can you describe the scenes you've seen today?
Yeah, today, a week later, it's as if the tsunami came this morning, miles and miles. I think something like 70% of Banda Aceh, the capital of Aceh province, has been destroyed. In parts of the city, you see the remnants of buildings. Other parts, it's as if the tsunami completely wiped clean miles of houses and all the people in them, of course. I spent the day with a man who was going to his village. He lost his mother, his wife, his two daughters, about 16 relatives in all. We walked about 4 miles from inland to the shore, and for those entire 4 miles, there was destroyed buildings, dead bodies all over the side of the road. Since there's no fuel in Banda Aceh, there's no heavy machinery, they're using elephants to clear the debris. You see Indonesian policemen and National Guardsmen carefully taking out the dead bodies. It takes about 20, 30 minutes to remove each one. And so they're only removing about 3,000 a day. They say there's about 30,000 dead bodies left. All in all, it's about as awful a scene as the mind can imagine.
Do the people where you are have enough to eat?
They don't. There are markets open. They say prices have more than doubled since before the tsunami, but there's not nearly enough food in the market. There's some eggs from the chickens who survived, but the people here survive on rice, and there's basically no rice. Grain stores have been destroyed. The rice paddies have been destroyed. A UN official told me today that if something doesn't change, by the end of the week, we're going to be seeing mass starvation.
There is a report that U.S. and Indonesian helicopters have landed for the first time in Banda Aceh with relief. Is that effort finally getting underway there?
There are international groups. There's one large house where most of them live and sleep on the floor, but they're severely ill-equipped. They basically have no telecommunications, no radios, no phones that work. The entire United Nations operation doesn't have a single car in Banda Aceh, simply because you can't get drivers who will to take the 12-hour trip through territory that includes bandits, and there's no fuel here anyways.
So with such obstacles as you're describing, how are local officials able to mount operations, or can they?
Even though some operations are happening, we're still several steps away from a real relief effort. For example, there's an entire team of people who are flown in from Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, simply to begin the process of finding out how many local officials have survived. In Banda Aceh, 1,500 of the 2,000 policemen died. So they're beginning the process of trying to find out who's alive, which is obviously several steps before they will ever be able to actually mount a concerted relief effort.
NPR's Adam Davidson in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Thank you.
Thank you.